At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic-foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Uttara Falguni Nakshatra. Cognitive subconscious patterns, audio, visual, and kinesthetic. Some people process the world through what they hear, language, tone, rhythm, and inner dialogue. Others are attuned to what they see, patterns, aesthetics, structure, and symmetry. And some are rooted in what they feel, through the body, through emotion, and through experience. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, ruled by the sun and co-ruled by Mercury, is deeply connected to structure, responsibility, service, and alignment. Its subconscious tends to process in clear, structured patterns, often favoring auditory and visual styles, especially when integrity, understanding, or social order is involved. Yet when emotionally invested or physically burdened, kinesthetic processing can emerge, particularly in caretaking or healing roles. The dominant mode depends on planetary placements, especially in the first, third, fifth, and or 10th houses, where perception, communication, and duty meet. If Mercury is in the first house in Uttara Falguni, the processing style is primarily auditory. These individuals think in words, dialogue, and inner logic. They are highly verbal, whether through writing, speaking, or self-directed inner conversations. Their subconscious categorizes experience through tone, phrasing, and conceptual clarity. If Mercury is in the 10th, this auditory sharpness becomes a public skill. They use structured speech, professional communication, or precise language to lead, advise, or coordinate, often in administrative or service-based roles. If Sun is in the first house, visual processing is likely. These individuals process through light, clarity, order, and visible alignment. They often remember what they see and are drawn to structure, planning, and recognizable patterns. They are sensitive to how things look, ethically, socially, or literally, and often evaluate situations based on what is visible and coherent. If Sun is in the 10th, this visual orientation becomes even more structured. They take in the bigger picture of leadership, public responsibility, or societal roles and align their actions with how they want to be perceived. If Moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the style shifts toward kinesthetic emotional processing. These individuals experience life through emotional flow, bodily sensation, and physical comfort. They remember how things felt, what environments evoked, and what their body or heart told them. They may process more slowly, especially in matters of care or creativity, but what they retain is embodied. If Moon is in the 10th, this kinesthetic awareness gets projected into public or caregiving roles. They feel responsible for others' well-being and subconsciously absorb the emotional climate of their environment, especially at work. If Venus is in the 3rd or 5th house, visual processing is softened by aesthetic intelligence. These individuals retain beauty, style, and tone. They think in design, symmetry, and what feels right visually. Their subconscious seeks balance and expression, and they often communicate with refined elegance or artistic timing. If Venus is in the 10th, this becomes a public asset. They project polished charm, aligning aesthetic with service or leadership. If K2 is in the 1st or 5th, processing may bypass logic entirely, becoming intuitive, symbolic, and nonlinear. These individuals often feel their knowledge but can't explain why. They download impressions, insights, or truths without needing step-by-step reasoning. Their cognitive world is quiet, contemplative, and more spiritual than sensory. They may seem distant, but are often operating on a deeper inner knowing. Uttara Falguni's subconscious prefers structure, alignment, and coherence, whether through sound, pattern, or presence. It values clarity, even in emotion, and processes best when the inner world feels anchored. When overwhelmed, they may shut down emotionally or overcompensate through order and obligation. Their growth lies in learning to honor how they perceive, not just what is correct or responsible, but what feels whole and true. When they align their perception with purpose, they become powerful bridges between intellect, service, and soul. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, motivation direction, towards versus away from. Some individuals move toward growth, purpose, and accomplishment, driven by a vision of what they want to build or become. Others are motivated by the desire to prevent disorder, avoid failure, or minimize discomfort, operating from a place of responsibility, caution, or preservation. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, ruled by the Sun and co-ruled by Mercury, leans naturally toward a towards motivation style, especially when duty, leadership, or social responsibility is involved. These natives often feel called to build, serve, and elevate, not just themselves, but the systems and people around them. However, their deeply ethical nature and connection to service can also trigger an away-from pattern, particularly when they fear failure, judgment, or letting others down. Whether they act out of vision or obligation depends on planetary placements, especially in the first, sixth, and tenth houses, where selfhood, service, and societal roles intersect. If Sun is in the first house in Uttara Falguni, the motivation is strongly towards. These individuals seek to embody purpose, integrity, and leadership. They act to achieve alignment between who they are and what they represent. Their drive is rooted in self-respect and a desire to shine with meaning. If Sun is in the 10th house, this motivation expands into public ambition. They are driven to contribute, lead, and create a legacy that reflects their core values. If Saturn is in the 6th house, the motivation tilts away from. These individuals are often driven by duty, responsibility, and the desire to avoid mistakes, criticism, or chaos. They work tirelessly, not necessarily to achieve glory, but to avoid falling short. Their motivation is grounded, dependable, and sometimes burdened. If Saturn is in the 10th, this becomes even more pronounced. They may build impressive careers, but the engine behind it is often a deep fear of failure or being seen as inadequate. They act because they must, not always because they want to. If Mercury is in the 3rd house, the motivation is toward in a communicative or intellectual sense. These individuals enjoy learning, planning, teaching, and expressing. They are motivated by ideas, dialogue, and the refinement of systems. If Mercury is in the 10th, their drive becomes practical. They are drawn to strategic or administrative leadership, taking initiative in work or public spaces where clarity and precision are needed. If Rahu is in the 1st house, motivation becomes hyper towards. These individuals are driven by transformation, recognition, and the urge to rise beyond limits. There may be an insatiable push toward success, identity evolution, or personal power, though sometimes without a clear emotional grounding. If Rahu is in the 10th, this drive becomes socially focused. They may chase influence, visibility, or mastery, often in unconventional ways and with a strong desire to break out of mediocrity. If Moon is in the 6th house, the motivation may subtly lean away from, especially emotionally. These natives are sensitive to discord and often act to restore order, protect their emotional balance, or help others. Their motivation may come from avoiding tension or discomfort, and they often step into service roles not for recognition, but because they can't ignore what needs to be fixed. If Moon is in the 10th, the emotional motivation becomes public. They feel responsible for how others feel, often sacrificing personal ease to maintain social or professional peace. Uttara Falguni's core motivation is to do what is right, build what is lasting, and serve with purpose. At their best, they are toward-driven visionaries, motivated by ideals and the desire to uplift. But when burdened or unbalanced, their drive can shift to away from, motivated by duty, fear of failure, or the weight of responsibility. Their growth lies in learning that service and success need not be heavy, that they can move toward light, not just away from shadows. When they act from inspired alignment rather than quiet pressure, they become radiant stewards of both purpose and peace. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, understanding chunk size, big or little. Some individuals grasp the world through big ideas, systems, values, and overarching truths, others process by focusing on specifics, breaking information down into clear, manageable parts. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, ruled by the Sun and co-ruled by Mercury, leans slightly toward big chunk processing. These natives are drawn to purpose, structure, and ethical clarity. Yet their Mercury influence allows them to shift into little chunk detail work, especially in service or planning roles. Which style dominates depends on planetary placements, especially in the first, third, fifth, and tenth houses. If Sun is in the first house, the understanding style is strongly big chunk. These individuals seek meaning, identity, and life direction. The solar nature of Uttara Falguni adds a sense of purpose. They want to know where things are going and why they matter. If Sun is in the 10th, they focus on social impact, using knowledge as a tool to lead, influence, and uphold moral order. Their thinking is less about isolated facts and more about the full picture of identity, legacy, and responsibility. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, little chunk processing becomes dominant. These individuals thrive on order, categorization, and clarity, especially in communication and daily functions. Mercury's influence sharpens Uttara Falguni's service-driven mindset, allowing these natives to structure their thoughts into practical outputs. They are natural planners, editors, and coordinators who prefer clean lines of logic and communication. In professional roles, they shine when they can translate large systems into actionable tasks. If Moon is in the 5th or 9th house, the chunk size depends on emotional context. In the 5th, they process experience in emotionally layered fragments, remembering specific feelings, interactions, and impressions. Uttara Falguni's nurturing quality heightens this emotional memory, especially in love or creativity. In the 9th, the emotional perspective expands. They begin to interpret emotion through philosophy, stories, or ancestral wisdom, but often return to emotional details to ground their broader understanding. If Jupiter is in the 1st, 9th, or 10th house, big chunk processing takes precedence. These natives absorb themes, values, and teachings holistically, often bypassing minutiae in favor of wisdom. Uttara Falguni's integrity-driven nature makes this placement particularly powerful. They align knowledge with moral guidance, seeking to embody what they learn. They naturally connect abstract concepts to service, teaching, or leadership. Their mind looks for the deeper reason behind the rules. If Ketu is in the 1st or 5th, processing becomes symbolic, nonlinear, or karmic. These natives may not follow traditional structures of learning, often receiving knowledge through intuition, emotional resonance, or subtle downloads. In Uttara Falguni, this can create tension. They seek clarity and structure, yet their deepest insights may come through surrender and detachment. Their understanding is often profound, but difficult to articulate, feeling more remembered than learned. Uttara Falguni's strength lies in its ability to combine the clarity of structure with the depth of meaning. Whether they lead with big picture vision or refined detail, their mind is built to organize knowledge into systems that support purpose, fairness, and function. Their evolution lies in knowing when to zoom in to serve others and when to zoom out to guide them. When balanced, they offer not just understanding, but wise implementation. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, attention direction, self or others. Some people navigate life with a strong internal compass, tracking their thoughts, values, and intentions through a self-oriented lens. Others are naturally attuned to the needs, feelings, and expectations of those around them, placing their attention outward. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, ruled by the Sun, ego, purpose, and co-ruled by Mercury, communication, adaptability, tends to balance both, but often leans toward an others-oriented attention style. These natives are driven by duty, partnership, and social responsibility, and often measure their value by how well they support, guide, or serve others. However, their solar influence ensures that the self is never fully forgotten. Whether their attention flows inward or outward depends on planetary placements, especially in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses, where identity, emotional security, and public roles are most actively shaped. If Sun is in the 1st house in Uttara Falguni, the attention is strongly self-directed. These individuals are conscious of their purpose, image, and inner alignment. They track how they are perceived, but only in relation to how it reflects their personal integrity. They act with intention, often consulting their inner authority before yielding to others. If Sun is in the 10th house, the attention expands publicly. They focus on legacy, leadership, and their impact on the world, but may become hyper-aware of how others see them, blending self and others into a performance of responsibility. If Moon is in the 4th house, the attention is deeply self-focused, especially emotionally. These individuals retreat inward to process, feeling their way through decisions based on personal comfort, security, or emotional history. They may serve others, but their attention returns to the inner home. If Moon is in the 7th, this flips. They become highly responsive to partners, reading emotional energy and seeking harmony in one-on-one dynamics. They may sometimes lose touch with their own feelings by focusing too much on relational balance. If Mercury is in the 3rd house, the attention tends to move outward toward others, especially through communication. These natives are quick to pick up on feedback, tone, and social cues. They enjoy adjusting and clarifying, often thinking aloud in response to what others say. If Mercury is in the 10th, this external attention becomes professional. They're mindful of how they present ideas publicly, often tailoring their words to meet expectations or uphold their role. If Saturn is in the 6th house, attention can lean inward, but from a place of duty. These individuals are deeply aware of their responsibilities and shortcomings and may track themselves closely to avoid error. While they serve others, the internal dialogue can be harsh, perfectionistic, or highly self-regulating. If Saturn is in the 10th, the attention becomes structured around others' expectations. They feel watched, evaluated, or responsible for upholding standards. Their energy goes into meeting those expectations, sometimes at the cost of inner ease. If Rahu is in the 1st house, the attention becomes self-intensified, but in an unstable way. These individuals are fixated on how they appear, grow, or evolve, constantly checking in with their self-image, sometimes obsessively. If Rahu is in the 7th, the focus turns toward others in a consuming way. They may become overly absorbed in relationships, validation, or social reflection, often struggling to define who they are outside of those connections. Uttara Falguni's default is to balance self as a guide, others as a mirror. They want to serve, uplift, and align with their role in the world, but also need to feel personally honorable, grounded, and seen. Their growth lies in learning to serve others without losing themselves, and to honor themselves without isolating from those they're meant to support. When they master this balance, they become luminous examples of quiet power, rooted in selfhood, radiant in service.